Hi, my name is Eva Fernandez, and I wanted to welcome you to Career Hacks, Tips, Tricks, and Triumphs with Compassionate Consulting. Hope you enjoy. Hey everyone, it has been quite a while since I've had a podcast. And part of that is because there's just been a lot of changes in the world in the past year and a half. First of all, with the pandemic, I think it really impacted a lot of people, myself included, and it just took its toll where I just really just didn't feel like doing a podcast. I wasn't working in an office anymore. I started working from home. And I didn't have that everyday interaction with clients in person, right? My only interaction I had with clients was by phone or through Zoom. And after a while, that got kind of old. And I just really just didn't feel like I had anything to say necessarily. Or I guess I should take that back. Not that I didn't have anything to say, but that I wasn't ready to say anything yet. So then, time's gone by. We have a new president in office, and the world has changed a lot. There's a lot going on. And last week in Texas, we had a winter storm. So as I'm recording this message, I am temporarily staying at family's because we don't have water in our apartment, so we're still waiting. We haven't had it in about a week. We barely had any power, so it's been a lot of stuff going on. And I think that if you are working with people who have lost their jobs, who have been fired, who have been laid off, if you compound the pandemic, all of the racism that's been going on in the world, the election, after the election with the Capitol riots, the natural disasters that have just been happening, compounded by, just the poverty that has been happening with people everywhere, it's kind of a lot. So forgive me if I've taken some time. I really felt like I needed it for myself. But I really felt like it's time to kind of start speaking up again, publicly. And so this is my first podcast, obviously, of 2021. And I will tell you a couple of things that have changed. I think one of the reasons why I decided I wanted to kind of go back to podcasting is because I really missed it. I really know that people that listen to podcasts are people that tend to have really good listening skills. Maybe people who like to multitask, they're listening to a podcast while they're driving, while they're washing the dishes or hanging out with their kiddos. But it's a time when you can listen to something that is relevant to you. And I really felt like right now I'm feeling optimistic despite, the setbacks and things that keep happening. I'm optimistic that life is going to get back to where it needs to be. And things are going to get better for people, and people are going to start getting jobs again, and life is going to get better. And I think part of that is finding new ways to express yourself, finding ways to not keep it in. I will tell you, being someone who is considered high risk, it was really difficult for me not to go to the grocery store, not to go out shopping, not to do all these things, to wear a mask, and to know that if I didn't, I could be endangering someone in my family or a perfect stranger. And so it's been hard to have, I think, kind of that connection with people that somebody like myself, who tends to be more of an extrovert, has. So it's been, I think, a life adjustment for a lot of people. And recently I found a social media app that I absolutely fell in love with. I'm part of some Facebook groups that are for women entrepreneurs, and they kept talking about this one app called Clubhouse, and I was really curious about it. And so I heard that it's invite only, and I heard that it's only for iPhones, and I heard all these things, and I was like, okay, well, I have an iPhone, so that's one thing down, but how do I get an invite? What do I need to do to get into this Clubhouse? Because everybody's saying how amazing it is and how we needed it during the pandemic, and it's such a great thing to have during the pandemic. So it's more curiosity than anything. So I kept putting out there on Facebook and anybody that would listen, hey, if you have an invite, please invite me because I want to get in. Now, I should preface right now, the reason they're on invite mode and on iPhone only mode is because they're still in the beta testing stages of it. So I know the plan in the future is to have the Clubhouse app open to Android users as well. And I'm not sure if they're going to be just doing invitation. I think it's just going to be an app you can download and get in immediately. But anyway, to let you know a little bit about this app and a little bit why it's really made me think about kind of coming back to podcasting and really remembering what made me fall in love with it in the first place is listening. Listening to people's voices and listening to the passion that they have, listening to the thoughts that they have, not being able to see who this person is. I mean, I can research it, of course, and try to look them up online, but for the most part, it's really kind of listening to these thoughts and ideas. And when I heard about Clubhouse being an audio-only app, that was what really, really made me excited about it. Because I'll be honest, during the pandemic, I stopped coloring my hair. My hair is gray now. And, you know, it took a little while to get used to that. You know, I'm still in my 40s, but I thought it was important to, you know, get the whole pandemic experience, right? Let me dye my hair. I mean, be dye-free for a while, see how I like it. And I actually love it now. I didn't like it at the beginning, but I love it now. And so I just figured now's the time to try something new, right? So anyway, I kept posting that I wanted to be on this app. I finally got on. Actually, one of my old students, who is now a therapist, happened to have my telephone number on her cell phone. And she was able to let me in. So if you want to come into this app, first thing I would say is download it, number one. Number two, if you have an iPhone, register yourself, a username and things like that, because you might have somebody, a friend or family, who happens to be on the app, sees your name and is able to add you. So, but anyway, getting back to what the app is, it's an audio only. So the way I describe it is like as if you are walking into a conference, and you know when you are going to these professional conferences for work and you have so many rooms you can choose from, and then sometimes you walk into a room and you're like, the topic sounds amazing, I'm going to absolutely love it, and then it sucks and you're like, oh gosh, there's something else that I like in the next room, but I don't want to be rude and get up and walk out the door, right? Well, the kind of cool thing about this is you can push a little button that says leave quietly. So what it is you're physically not there in person, right? But they have these virtual rooms that you can go into, and they have all kinds of topics. You can go into it, and if you like it, you can raise your hand and you can speak up. You can host your own rooms. And you can sit and listen, and the topics are amazing. And it's something that is really about sharing, about gratitude. It's about giving. And I think it's something that people are flocking to because they're realizing that we miss that. You know, people are tired of Zoom, you know, getting back to the gray hair. I didn't necessarily want to be on all the Zoom calls with my gray hair because I didn't want everybody to say, Eva, what happened? You stopped coloring your hair. You know, I really wanted to make this transition on my own without having interference from friends or family telling me I should do something or shouldn't do something. I wanted to just do it on my own and make my own decision. And so I like this. I can kind of not have to worry about the color of my hair or if I have makeup on or, you know, putting on a business suit or whatever. You don't have to worry about any of those things because they don't see you. The only thing they see is the picture that you put on there. So the reason I love this app so much is because there's so many things that you can go to. And the reason why I absolutely agree that it's very helpful during a time of the pandemic is because right now there are people that are sad, they're lonely, they're depressed, you know, they're tired, they're worn out, they're especially if you are living by yourself and it's too far to see family or friends. It's tough out there. It's tough out there. And the nice thing about Clubhouse is that you can engage with them. There's a way that you can communicate with them through your Twitter or your Instagram and connect with them outside. And you can collaborate them with rooms and even clubs that you want to do. I did a Clubhouse recently with a friend of mine, and we talked about networking for introverts. And I've always really been fascinated by introverts because I'm more of an extrovert. And so I'm so curious about how they do things and how people that are more introverted, more on the quieter side, shyer side, more reserved side, get these jobs. How they meet these people, how do they do these things? And so right now, from what I've heard from people on Clubhouse and friends of mine is that networkers are flocking to Clubhouse because it kind of evens the playing field a little bit, you know? So an extrovert is going to go to Clubhouse and is going to be more of a... you know, could be talkative or answer questions like that, but you really have to, you know, it's all through your voice and your inflection and the tone that you use. And it's awesome kind of to see the dynamics of extroverts and introverts and things like that. So we had a great Clubhouse first room, and it was really awesome because we had some people from Australia come on and connect with us. So it is absolutely a super awesome networking tool. It's a super awesome way of connecting with people and, you know, realizing, I mean, I know we all know this, but realizing again or recognizing or maybe just hearing it again that we're all in this together. So it's a super awesome platform. But the other thing that I wanted to say that people are really gravitating towards that I've noticed is mental health. Mental health is, I mean, issues with mental health are skyrocketing, and it's no wonder why, right? We're sad, we're depressed, we're angry, we're anxious, we are, you know, resentful, anything and everything right now. There's just so much going on, and it's hard to keep it inside. And sometimes if you're a mom or you're a dad or you have, you know, all these siblings in the house or something, it's hard to get it out. It's hard to express yourself sometimes or have that privacy to do so sometimes. And I have, you know, I can share with you, I have been on Clubhouse rooms talking about single parenting because I'm a single mom and I love it. So I connect with single moms. I've connected with people who are doing LinkedIn rooms, experts in LinkedIn, like myself, who talk about how important it is to connect, talk to other career coaches. I've talked to people who have ADHD, which affects my daughter and I. I've talked to people who talk about how you can market your business. I mean, it's just anything and everything. And so I think that was just, the timing of it is just awesome. It is just, it's been something where having this on your cell phone, or you can kind of listen in, or you can speak if you'd like, or you can, you know, present your ideas, and you can do this 24 hours a day. So you can get on Clubhouse any time of day and something is going on. So it's quite amazing. And I also know that mental health, you know, therapy and counseling, it's not free. And I know right now, if you are going through hell, you might not have a job. You might be looking and looking and looking, and your anxiety is going through the roof because you're trying to pay for rent. You are trying to make sure that you paid for water and that you have groceries. You know, maybe you're having to go through the food bank right now to pick up groceries and food. It's tough. I mean, I get it. But I think what we can do is I think that we can support each other and be a resource to each other. And I think by being able to see what's out there and see how we can help each other, that's what's important in life. Right now, we are hurting. People need jobs. Families need necessities, medication. They need to fix their cars. They need to fix their apartment, their house. You know, it's hard. My kiddos are doing remote schooling. You know, that's tough in itself. So there are a lot of things going on, and I really feel like having something like Clubhouse has really inspired me to kind of get back into podcasting and inspired me to remember that although I've still been working this entire year, you know, it's been different for me because I haven't had the, you know, the hustle and bustle of driving, you know, driving on the highway to work and seeing everybody busy. I've just kind of, you know, been at home and chillaxing, wearing shorts and, you know, barefoot or whatever, and working and doing my calls like a lot of the world has been, right? And it's been great to be able to connect with so many people. But I also know that this is a different way of connecting. And I really, I'm pretty excited about it. I really feel like there's a lot of good that we can do in the world and a lot of support that we can do in the world. And I also think that especially if you are in a situation where you can't pay for a career coach, I get it. You can't pay for help with resume. I understand, you know. It is an opportunity for you, if you do have an iPhone or an iPad, to see if you're able to get on Clubhouse, because you might be able to get a lot of these resources for free. So one thing that I am doing is I am going to be hosting more rooms. I am applying to have a club later, and being able to offer whatever I can to help you to succeed, to be as fulfilled in your career and in your life as you can, regardless of the obstacles, because, you know, times get hard. Times are probably going to keep getting harder. 2021 has already been not even two whole months of a lot to take in. And we have to adapt and adjust, and we have to keep going on. And I think part of that is keeping your mental health in check, talking to a counselor if we need to talk to a counselor, you know, get on some of these Clubhouse rooms and listen to other people dealing with things that are affecting you, you know, getting, even just hearing that support can work wonders. Finding ideas of how you can get these jobs that you want, how you can prepare, how you can be the best that you can. I think it's vital. I say when you get on Clubhouse, come find me. You know, I'm going to be, they call it moderating the room, which is kind of like leading the room. And so if you ever want to talk about what's happening, you know, talk about your job, talk about your lack of job, talk about how you got fired, talk about how you have overcome these major obstacles, or you know what, you're still going through them. I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to host a room, because I'm going to tell you, there are so many people out there in the world going through the same, if not worse, thing than you are. So I think when we realize that we're all the same, and yes, there are, you know, obstacles that seem like it's only affecting us, but we have to realize that if we operate through gratitude and we operate through love of each other and love of community, that we can help each other. We can help each other get back on our feet. We can help each other find the job, get the training, go back to school, do whatever you need to do to get you back on the right track. But I think if we are honest and open and genuine and lead, you know, in an authentic manner, that it's going to come across. And, you know, I can tell you this. There are times I thought about coming back to podcasting, but I just couldn't do it because it's hard. You know, I've gone through episodes of sadness and depression and anxiety and all kinds of things because, you know, I've had friends who have passed. We've seen tragedy on TV. We're going through a lot, and just to keep going is hard. But I think the most important thing and the way that you can continue is to persevere and to not give up and to realize that there are people out there who care about you, who love you, who want the absolute best for you. So look out for these resources, and I will share them as often as I can. And I will try not to let an entire year or so go by without doing another podcast. But I want to let you know that I am excited to come back to share and to tell you that if you have access to this, you know, let me know about it. If you have an iPhone and you don't have an invite, let me know, because I get extra invites when I host rooms. So I might have one or two for you. It is a matter of supporting each other. And I wish you all the best. I hope that you're well. I hope that you're safe. I hope that you are in a good place right now. And I encourage you to keep striving towards success, keep striving towards your goals, and to keep setting those goals, because nobody is going to push you to do it but yourself. You have to live a life without regrets. If anything we've learned from the past year and a half, is that life is incredibly fragile and short. We got to make the best of it. So again, my apologies for taking so long, but I'm glad to be back. I hope to see you on social media. I hope to see you, especially on Clubhouse. And I hope, you know, in the next year or so, I see you in person. So again, if there's anything I can do for you, please reach out to me. Take care of yourself, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.